to the Leanne Shelton podcast. I'm so excited to have you here. You probably noticed it's been a while since I've recorded a podcast episode, and you may have seen that the artwork has changed and the title to the Leanne Shelton podcast, as I just said, duh. Now, there's so much that's been going on, and that's part of the reason why I've changed the name. So I thought I'd just go into it in this episode, why the change, where is Leanne at, what's the future looking like, and all this exciting stuff. Well, all right. So first of all, Marketing and Me went for 150 episodes, which is absolutely amazing. I know, considering some people don't get past the first 10. And the thing was, though, I lost this momentum with it, which you may have noticed. I was releasing weekly episodes. And then I decided around mid to last quarter of last year that I would change things up and do more solo episodes, less interviews. But you know what? I didn't schedule in the time to do those solo episodes. So I'm changing that. And what I also found was I kind of put the podcast on hold while I was getting my new website sorted out. And then it was just very hard to get back into things after that. So you may have noticed it was kind of like a podcast here or there, but I lost that consistency. And being in the content marketing space, I talk about this consistency. It's so key. And I've noticed in the stats that actually did drop once I stopped being weekly. Because obviously some of you guys, regular listeners would expect a weekly release. And if they go in and check, a week later, no new episode, a week or two goes by and they kind of forget about my show and go listen to something else. And I know I'm personally guilty of this when I listen to podcasts as well. So I totally get it. No offense taken. But the whole rename thing has come from, following the business retreat I went on end of February with Kate Toon, the digital masters chef? No, I can't remember what she's calling it now. It was a Misfit conference. Sorry, Kate, I've messed this up. She's renamed it now, but it was a Misfit entrepreneur retreat. Get it out eventually. And it was absolutely amazing. I went up to the Central Coast near where Kate lives, and those who follow me knows that she's been a mentor of mine for many years. And there was about 8 of us, I believe, business women from all over Australia. And we had this great opportunity to, one, bounce around ideas with each other, two, have some headspace to think about a business, three, we did some actual business coaching as a group as well. And we also got a one-on-one session with Kate, which was brilliant. We threw in, we had massages and I tried stand-up paddleboarding, but for me it was knee paddleboarding because it was just too much. I couldn't handle the possibility of falling in this really shallow water. Anyway, so what came out of that retreat were a few different things. One was that I need to, I kept saying that I was niching in the health and wellness space. And although I definitely love working with health and wellness business owners, and you guys are those I hang out with the most at networking events and form probably the stronger business relationships, I needed to stop thinking about making friends in business, separate myself from my business, and, just do what the business needs. And I realized, because I'm big on networking, that I'm quite often having people come up to me and saying, oh, do you work in any other industry apart from health and wellness? And so I was actually shooting myself in the foot by saying that was my main niche. Now, my website still has the health and wellness thing, but I've decided with my meetup and my podcast that I will broaden things out a bit more again. And I just think the niche thing wasn't working for me. I know it works for some people like Narissa, who was there with me on the retreat. She definitely just owned, the health and wellness space, the medical space. But it just wasn't, for me, wasn't working at all. So I've decided to kind of drop it. And, even Kate said she doesn't see me as being the health and wellness copywriter. What she does see me, and this brings me to the whole rebrand a little bit of this podcast, is Like Leanne Shelton is her own brand. I'm my own brand. I need to stop hiding behind Right Time Marketing, Marketing and Me, all these little sub brands. Yes, I can have them underneath me, but Leanne Shelton needs to be the umbrella. I need to own, step into my power and own the Leanne Shelton brand. Because, as I said, I'm big on networking. People know me, not my business. And they then do business with me because they know me. You know, that know, like, and trust thing I always rant about with content marketing. I live and breathe it. So this is the direction I'm going, hence the reason for renaming the podcast. And little side note, it seems to be extremely hard to search for marketing and me because I think the term marketing comes up in so many podcasts, because obviously podcasts are a marketing tool, that even if you search for the exact search term marketing and me, it doesn't come up. But if you search for Leanne Shelton, it comes up. So a little bit of a strategic tool as well, to see if by changing the name, and I say it's Leanne Shelton Podcast, will it actually improve reach as well? So let's experiment. I'll let you know how that goes. But yeah, so I'm still going to have the Marketing and Me meetup, and I'm going to, so this is a little light bulb moment. The blogging boot camp that I, have talked about a few times on this podcast, was so excited. This was going to be the year I was focusing on that. But I officially launched at the beginning of February and had no new signups. I had my pre-launch members, my 8 pre-launch members, so at least half show up every now and again, one every time. Hey, Libby. But yeah, I just found that it wasn't doing anything. And so I brought that up at the retreat and Kay just flipped the whole idea on its head, saying, well, the words blogging and boot camp are just overdone. People feel exhausted by, well, boot camp just feels too much. So overused term blogging. It's actually thought leadership articles that people maybe resonate more. And there's also the fact that I did want to make it a course and membership together, but ultimately there's different audiences there. Those who want to learn how to write the blogs, and those who know how to do it and want to be kept accountable. And then obviously I could upsell, each group, but maybe grouping it together is just too much. So I've redone my sales page, and you will see this month I'm going to be pushing the Blogging Bootcamp course a hell of a lot. Buy the course, do the thing. I'll still have a 30-minute one-on-one strategy, like blog strategy session with you. And then I'll set up the membership again properly on its own and probably call it the Marketing and Me membership. And that will be a bit broader. So content marketing in general, not just blogging. Because really, it wasn't just going to be blogging anyway. There's going to be the repurposing and all this stuff too. So it kind of makes sense. But yeah, that'll be one of the next steps. So this is a thing. I need to kind of move these things around. I know I've had my tax accountant tell me I should probably register as a company at some point. So this might be the journey I go on, own, create some sort of umbrella company, and then have Right Time Marketing as the copywriting Leanne under that, have the Marketing and Me meetup and membership under that. Obviously, they have my courses. And what Kate also brought up in the retreat was the speaking, because I want to move more into that space. Oh, and the training as well, of course, because I don't do enough. But yeah, so the speaking thing, and you know what, that kind of lit a fire on me going, all right, I want to get serious about getting into the speaking space now. And I've got a whole bunch of little webinars and workshops scheduled for the next few months, and including some collaborations, which is super exciting. But yeah, I've even started getting a bit of speaking training with Max Garcia, who's a motivational speaker. Hey, Max, who I met at a Women with Altitude conference last year, and he's started to give me a bit of advice and coaching, which is fantastic too. I also went to my first Toastmasters, which I haven't been back to since, but I was super excited that it was my first time ever, and I won a little prize for, I put my hand up, I faced my fears. I mean, look, I'm always pushing myself out of my comfort zone. Those who know me know that. And I thought, yeah, why not? I'll go for one of these little impromptu talks. And it was all on trying to sell, trying to tell people not to buy something. And it's something that we all use. And for me, it was why people shouldn't buy TVs. And it just, I went blank at first. And then I just thought, hang on, why shouldn't they think about TVs in my household? Thought about the kids watching it, you know, not listening to a word I say when they're watching TV. It's like they go deaf. And I just played with that, like, get rid of it because kids don't pay attention. They don't listen to you. And, you know, buy more books, get rid of the TVs. And I won a little prize for that impromptu talk. So I know it's within me to do this speaking stuff. I haven't embraced it enough. But with this, you know, I'm a big on law of attraction. I was thinking about this speaking thing. And then randomly on Facebook, and I don't follow this group very often. I mean, I barely see any posts and engage with it, but it was Hills District Jobs. It just popped up, a guy looking for trivia hosts in the hills, predominantly Thursday nights, which happens to be my basically only free night I have in my week, well, when my hubby's not out and all that. So me going, sign from the universe, or maybe me just new shiny object syndrome, who knows, maybe both. But I was like, yes, okay, let's look into this. And I thought, you know, a bit of pocket money, like basically cover groceries for the week. I can run these trivia nights a couple of hours. It's all done for me, like the questions and answers all prepared. I just have to obviously run the tech, which, I mean, that makes me a little bit nervous, but I'm sure I'll get into it. And it will give me that experience behind the microphone doing more of that impromptu stuff, like from Toastmasters. You know I have a quirky sense of humor and personality. I've attracted crowds to, you know, it was my meetup. I had 16 people at my meetup the other week, which is amazing. The best turnout since before COVID, if I can get my words out. And when I was the leader, team leader for BX Networking, I had a decent crowd coming because they loved my energy. So we'll see how we go. I've already got like a little Facebook chat of my trivia entourage. Thought it sounded a little bit better than groupies. Those are going to follow me around. It's mainly going to be in the hills, but occasionally Silverwater Hotel or fundraisers and stuff like that. So that's with Trivia Masters Australia. You can look it up and let me know if you are keen to join my entourage. I would love to have you along and cheer me on. I could have a couple of tables that just my little cheerleaders. So I thought this is going to help me. And you never know who's going to be in the audience, who, like, what kind of opportunities could come from that. It's pretty exciting. So I start that later in the month on the 20th of April. And it's going to be somewhat sporadic, once a month at the moment, Bella Vista Hotel, for those that know that one, and then a few other places. So I'll let you know how that goes. I'll probably do a podcast episode on that alone. Yes, exciting adventure. So who knows? That will just help with growing the Leanne Shelton brand as well. And I've been chatting to someone who's also an MC and also does trivia nights. And he said people will just show an interest naturally in what I do full time. And then you just don't know where it could go. So I've given you a little rundown of everything. In general, full vulnerability here. Business has been sort of slow this year. It takes me back to a couple of years ago where things were just, you know, stacking the pressure from hubby, or, you know, going to put money into our account sometime soon. But I'm feeling that across the board. So many people I'm talking to are experiencing this right now. So you are not alone if you're also the same. And, you know, I even had a vulnerable moment yesterday when a potential sale, I thought it was pretty much going to go ahead. And he's like, oh, yeah, I just need to do this and this and this, and then I'll come back to you. And I thought, oh, great. I need that project. I need that money. But you know what? What I keep reminding myself is just keep planting those seeds, keep showing up to the networking events, keep, you know, reaching out to people on LinkedIn, form those connections. I'm going to get even more frequent my socials on LinkedIn this month onwards. Hopefully aim for daily posts. And just because the seeds you plant now, you know, you'll see the results in 6 months' time. And I think what happened was last year I got a little bit too casual. Work was busy. I didn't put that time aside to keep growing the leads. I was ultimately relying on my collaboration partners to bring that work in. And that was a lazy approach, but it did work so well for so long. But then I was relying on their sales approach to work for my sales approach to work. So I'm being a lot more proactive. Yes, still staying connected with those collaboration partners. Have some exciting things coming up, like a full day workshop with Focus on Flourish, end of May. Stay tuned. I'll have the details on my website soon. That'll be in Penrith. Also planning, you know, like VIP days with Nikhil Rugani, who's a sales conversion copywriter. Also working with Clayton Navarro from VA World Outsourcing in terms of content marketing packages. You know, I do the strategy. His VAs, then virtual assistants, handle the scheduling and the repurposing of stuff. So I've got stuff in the works. It's just a matter of being patient. I'm saying this to myself here as well. I'm just going to keep showing up and trust the process. And before long, I know I'll be flat out at work again and say, wow, like all that hard work paid off. I can't say that I'm doing nothing now because I'm still managing to fill my days with so many things. Because yeah, I'm also doing like an accountability arrangement too. I'm with Growth Gen. It's a business group membership coaching thing, and accountability sessions 10:10 on Monday morning are really helping me to get the key stuff done so that I procrastinate like over the outreach and that stuff that makes, you know, feel icky but actually brings in the results. So I just want to say here, I'm going to wrap things up for this first episode of the Leanne Shelton podcast. Just keep on keeping on. I will keep you posted to how things go with me and keep you across all the bits and pieces of training that I have coming up. I will be back onto releasing the weekly episodes. I have some great interviews already scheduled, and I have a few more up my sleeve to schedule as well. We'll keep the interviews mostly marketing focused, and then everyone benefits. But of course, I will throw in the mindset and that health side because we need that work-life balance. So enough for today. I will see you next time. And remember to subscribe if you haven't already. Share this episode on your socials. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Bye.